Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right now, let's say good afternoon to Carlos Bocanegra, technical director for Atlanta United. Carlos, good to have you back on. I didn't see, and this is what concerned me in the match against Portland, the urgency. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Can you explain, am I wrong about this? The emotion, the emergency, or the urgency to start the match just didn't seem like it was there.
How you doing, guys?
Hey.
It was a tough performance coming off the road trip. I don't think there's any excuses about that. I think we had a chance in the first half. Unfortunately, we did not capitalize on that. And we let the heat catch up to us a bit. So I think if you saw the match, it was both sides. Wasn't a super high intense game. The heat, definitely contributed to that. But again, it was just more making of the plays. I thought we were in the game. We had a chance to score. Unfortunately, we didn't take that opportunity. And on the other end, we give up a penalty and we don't make the plays in our box, so to speak. So, you see the fight still towards the end of the game. But a frustrating one for us, that's for sure.
I don't want to get you in trouble with MLS unless you want to. But yeah, I thought the first challenge, I know when you turn it over and you got to scramble, sometimes things go badly. But I thought it was a bit suspect, that first penalty. The second penalty, I thought, was pretty legit.
Yeah, look, the conversations have been – life or death in the boxes. We've not been able to produce either way on both sides this year. That's been a real struggle for us. And so I think, kind of overreacting to that, throwing themselves up, trying to show that, they're leaving their body on the line and everything. And it was, unfortunately, it was a little bit reckless. But, not for lack of effort. It's just, silly decisions, unfortunately. So, we continue to put ourselves in this spot, and that's been a little bit of the theme all year.
We get a corner kick from Moreno. Joseph scores. How did you feel about the attack?
Yeah, again, we didn't have too much in the attack. Like I said, we had a few opportunities to score. We didn't take those. We're not getting enough opportunities. We're not getting hit in the back of the net enough. So, clearly, that's been something through the year. Again, it's just like I talked about, both boxes. That's been frustrating.
More coming up, guys, on the Wild College Football Weekend, talking about Atlanta United hanging on 5 points out of that final playoff spot. With the technical director, it's Carlos Bocanegra with us. Carlos, are we going to see Raul Gudino for the rest of the season in net?
Yeah, we'll see. I think he came in and did a nice job. I think he came with the aerial presence, coming out and grabbing a few of the crosses. I think it gave some confidence to the guys. Unfortunately, the two goals he gave up were on penalty kicks. So that's been a little bit of a carousel for us. I think that's the fifth goalkeeper we've used this season, which is, that's kind of how it's gone back there in that position for us. So, but happy for him that he came in and did well. And I think most likely we'll see Gonzalo roll him out again.
Carlos Bocanegra with us here on Dukes and Bell. We're going to talk about the next match coming up because everyone is important. But, Carlos, I do want to ask you an update, if possible, on Atlanta United's Miles Robinson, who was arrested and accused of misdemeanor theft. Can you give us an update on this story?
Yeah, so we were made aware of that over the weekend. We've been in contact with, obviously, Miles' agent, the league, law enforcement. And so at the moment, we're still trying to gather more information and fully understand the story. That's where we are at this stage, and we don't want to comment any more on that. We don't have all the information so far.
And for those guys who are not familiar with the story, there was in the AJC, you can read up on it, but basically alleged that he took a shot that he didn't pay for at a bar in Battery. It is Carlos Bocanegra with us, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. All right, big guy. We're really running out of games. What do we do now? We got a home game coming up, and can we get some attack? I know that. How's it? By the way, how is the attitude? How is the attitude up there at the training facility?
Yeah, as you can imagine, it's tough up here. We've not been through a great stretch, so there's no sugarcoating that. What I will say is the guys are fighting. I saw a stat that we've scored the third most goals in the league in the last 15 minutes of the game, and so while that by no means says we're doing fantastic, but it does for me show that we continue to fight, and this team has been through a lot, but the guys are continuing to fight. They're fighting for Gonzalo. They're fighting for each other. And, again, coach is trying to roll out that group of players that is committed and wants to leave everything on the field for this club and their teammates.
Last thing for me, Carlos, when we talk about goaltending, we know there's a lot more that goes into, defending a team and the approach than just the goaltender itself. But, both of our goaltenders have struggled, and I'm wondering, is there anything, just from a soccer standpoint, tactics-wise, that can shore that up, or is it just communication?
I think it's a little bit of everything, guys. A big part of the goalkeeper position is confidence, giving confidence to your teammates in front of you. They're not always called on too many times during the game, and when they are, they're expected to make a save or make a big save to keep the team in the game. So, it's been a little bit of the case all over the field, and we haven't had very much consistency. We've had to change lineups, and that as well with the goalkeeper position. So that has definitely been a big challenge for us this year.
Carlos Bocanegra, appreciate the time. As always, technical director for Atlanta United. Guys, next up, Toronto, Saturday. So good luck, Carlos, with the match, and let's keep pushing.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.